Today's daf in Masechet Kiddushin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Dalet. We're holding at the bottom of daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis, and we're up to the next piece of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah discusses the differences between the Chiyuvim on Zechorim and Akeves, and it says, Kol mitzvot aseh shehazman grama, nashim are peturot. Okay, so first of all, let's discuss this concept. Tana Rabban, ezeu mitzvat aseh shehazman grama. So, like, what kind of things would you understand as being included in that? Well, we have the mitzvah of sukkah, let's say, lulav, shofar, tzitzis, if you hold that, you only wear them during the daytime, tefillin, again, if you hold that, you wear tefillin only in the daytime, or even if you hold you wear them at the night, this is machlokas, you recall, we have menachas, and elsewhere. And the question about whether Shabbos is mantfilin, is Yontif is mantfilin. Okay, but that means that there's times when you don't wear tefillin. And therefore, it's considered to be a mitzvah saseh, shazman gorma. So obviously, this Tana either holds or maybe both, during the day only, or not on Shabbos. How about things that are mitzvah saseh, shazman gorma? Well, for instance, putting a mezuzah on the door, building a maakeh around the gag, giving back an aveda, Shiluach HaKein, so these have no Zman, and therefore there's no reason to pater a woman. Says the Gemara, but this isn't really true. V'chlolohu, how do you say that it's a klal? Because there's so many mitzvahs that are not like this. So let's take a look. How about matzah? Is a woman mechuyevet to eat matzah? Absolutely. Why is she mechuyevet to eat matzah? Because the Torah compared it to lo tochal chametz shiva yamim tochal matzot. Whoever is osur nachilas chametz is chayev nachilas matzah. But fine, not, whatever the limud is, the bottom line is that a woman is chayev in matzah. Okay? How about the din of simcha? Din of simcha, now this is a big question. What is the din of simcha that it's referring to over here? I'll bet you think it's mitzvah gedela liya is, but no. What it's referring to is Simchas Yontif. But what is Simchas Yontif? So Rashi learns Simcha means literally to be Sameach on Yontif in terms of the Achila, Shtia, and so on. Where Tosfos Tain is, that din of Simcha is only when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So in the Mela, there's an Inyan to be Sameach in other ways, but the real mitzvah of Simcha is Korban Simcha. So that's the mitzvah of Re'iyah. There's three Korbanos that we bring. We bring an Eilas Re'iyah, and Eilas Chagiga, but we also bring Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha. Same way we bring Shalmei Chagiga. So if that's the case, Tosfos says what it's referring to over here is the chiyuv of bringing the korban of Simcha. And Hakel, it says Beferish, Hanashim, Vatafs. I mean, there's nothing to discuss, right? And the women we know are supposed to be Sameach because it says Atov, Veitzacha, and so on. You're supposed to have the whole household with you being misameach. So why do you say a rule that it's a mitzvah aseh shehazman gorma, she's potter? And I can show you the opposite also. You say that any mitzvah aseh sheina hazman gorma, a woman is chayiv? That's not true either. There's a complete misrepresentation. Is a woman chayiv in Talmud Torah? No. And we're going to go through the psukim for all of this. So this we already saw before, by the way. Remember, v'limadetem, l'madetem, wherever somebody's b'chuyif to be melamed. Okay, so that's not a mitzvah, says shehazman gorma, and women are potter. How about period of arivia? Is period of arivia mitzvah, says shehazman gorma? No. And yet, the halacha is, isha's p'tura for period of arivia. Pidyon ha-ben, we just had. Pidyon ha-ben, only the av is chayiv. And not the mother at all. So we just discussed all of these sugyas before, and now you're trying to pull the wool over our eyes, and you're going to make this a rule when it's obviously not a rule at all. These are not mitzvot aseh shehazman gorma, and nonetheless, nashim are peturot. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, and this is a moment for Agavi rule. Yep, this is big lesson for you. Ein lemeidim min haklolos. Never take for granted to learn a specific case out of a general statement. Don't believe general statements. Afilu b'mokum shenemar b'chutz. Even if it says b'ferish. Hakol chutz. That still doesn't mean that you can trust it, because there may be Tana Vishir, and the Tana does not necessarily say all of the things. Look, I'll show you very clearly. It says Beferish in Erevin, in the Mishnah, Bechol ma'arvin u'mishtatvim chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melach. You're allowed to use any type of food for Erevin. So this whole question Tosfos says over here, he doesn't know what's going on with Rashi, because this is only true of Eruvei Tchumin, because Eruvei Chatzeros, you actually need a lechem. So it can't be referring to Eruvei Chatzeros. Okay, so he learns it's referring to Eruvei Tchumin. But in any event, the only thing it says over here that you can't use is water and salt. Richie wanted to use salt, but he ended up using his grape juice, if I recall correctly. Right? Okay, so we had that wonderful Erev Tchumim in the forest in Finland. What a story. Okay, and it says over there that that's the only thing that you can't, but that's not true, because Richie didn't really want to use water. He's a big Talmud Chacham, but he thought you could use those beautiful mushrooms that he picks on the island and make such a delicious salad of. So he was going to use mushrooms, because after all, it says, Hakol chutz mimayim u'melach. And yet the din is, you cannot use mushrooms, which is why you have to go for grape juice. Va'ika kameim u'pitriot. Uh-huh. And they're not mentioned. Yeah. And what does it say? It says the klal chutz. So you see, says Rabbi Yochanan, you can't trust the klal. Even Ella ein lamedim in aklalot afilu b'makom shenemar barchutz. Now the question is this one of the primal self-referential contradictions? Ein lamedim in aklalot is a klal. So if ein lamedim in aklalot, so now what? This is why it becomes a major Gavi question. So we'll see how he deals with it in his next preferred list. Okay. Right. Now, okay, you've told me that the rule is not really a solid rule. So we've seen very, very striking exceptions. Now, the problem, obviously, that's going to lead to is if we have such striking exceptions, why not learn out the rule from these supposed exceptions, right? I mean, we should look at all of these cases if we know for a fact that this is not a rule. So we've got matzah, we've got simchas simcha, we've got Hakel, where there's a Chiyav, even though it's a Bitzvah Saseh Shazman Gorma. We have Talmud Torah, we have Piri Verivya, we have Pidyon HaBen, which is a Ptur, even though it's not a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gorma. How do we know precisely where we get this rule from if we can't actually derive it from the given cases? You're going to have to explain to me why these given cases we understand to be different. Okay. So the question, therefore, is a very powerful question. Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gorma Nashim Pturot. How do we know it from? Well, our first take on this is that we're going to learn it from Amar Matzino. We learn it out from Tefillin. Just like Tefillin, Nashim are Pturot, and Tefillin are Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gorma, as we explained it before, so too, any Mitzvah Taseh should be like Tefillin, and we will therefore say Nashim are Pturas. Now, obviously, we're just leading into a pile of problems, because the obvious question that we are going to have to look through is, why are we using Tefillin as our model? Why don't we use Hakel as our model? And so on, right? Okay, so we start off easy, and then we're going to go and show this is not correct. And in the end, we're going to have to come out to some other basis. We're going to have to go through why each one of these cases is not considered to be a model. So we start at the obvious thing. We'll take tefillin. How do we know that women are potter from tefillin that should sing that's so poshet? Because tefillin, we learn from Talmud Torah, that just like Talmud Torah, nashim are peturot, so too tefillin nashim are peturot. Why do we say that? Because what's the lashon in Kriyat Shema v'chiyu v'shinan tam levanecha? Levanecha is levanecha v'lo levzotecha, right? And from there we learned that the woman is potter from Talmud Torah. And the next words are, ukshartam liot al yadecha. So then that means that the Torah is using a smichus of the dinim of tefillin to the dinim of Limud Torah. In which case, just like Talmud Torah, nashim are pturot, af tefillin, nashim are pturot. But wait a minute. How about the next pasuk? How about if I read you the psukim like this? Ukshatam laot al yadecha, vehayulet otafot beinecha, ukhtaftam al mezuzot betecha, uvisharecha. Okay. Let me compare it to mezuzah. Mezuzah nashim urchayavot. So let's learn out tefillin from the smichut to the coming pasuk, which is mezuzah. How do you know to use the smichut to the prior pasuk, which is the limadetem otam et b'nechem? I'm sorry, v'shinantem levanecha, sorry. Right? How do you know that? Ask the Gemara v'nakish tefillin a mezuzah. Ah, I'll tell you why not. Remember, and this is so confusing to us that we get mixed up, as the Gemara points out, between the first al mezuzot betecha uvisharecha and the second al mezuzot betecha uvisharecha. Sometimes we go, wait a minute, did I say the second parsha? Or was I just finishing the first parsha? Remember, as the Gemara says, we owe our heads a big yashikeach because they automatically go down at modim. Modim. You don't have any idea what's going on, but at least your head subliminally knows. It's beautiful Yerushalmi, right? I have so much Akoras Teva to my head. Okay, so now the question is, if you look at that second parsha, you see a fascinating thing. Because in there, it says, the limadetem otam et b'nechem ledaber bam comes after tefillin, right? Ukshartam otam la'ot ayetchem v'ayulot otafot b'neinechem v'limadetem otam et b'nechem ledaber bam. And then only after that, uchtaftam ha-mezuzot betecha v'yishorecha. Aha! So then that means whether you're in the first parsha or you're in the second parsha, you definitely have a smichut of tefillin to Talmud Torah. But tefillin are only somuch to mezuzah in the first parsha. But in the second parsha, the Talmud Torah becomes between the tefillin and the mezuzah, right? So therefore it makes sense that the Torah is comparing specifically the tefillin to the limud. So tefillin, the Talmud Torah iskish ben beparash harishona, ben beparash shniav kriyat shema. But tefillin, le mezuzah, are not compared in the parsha shnia because you have v'limadetem otam et b'nechem in between. So therefore it makes sense that the Torah is actually being seimech tefillin more to limud Torah than to mezuzah. Oh, okay, but I got another question for you. So then why don't we actually darshan the smichut of mezuzah to Talmud Torah, at least in the second parsha? It's obviously coming to tell me another smichut. And then the same way that you use the smichut to tefillin to pater a woman from tefillin, we should pater a woman from mezuzah. It's the same logic that we're using a smichut. Nonsense, says the Gemara. Not even something to think about. Because that's why it says by mezuzah specifically, Lema'an yirbu yemechem. Now let me ask you something. You think only men need, maybe men think only men need to live, but it's actually something of a prejudice. Gavrei bo chai, noshi lo bo chai, so women don't need to live. The Torah wouldn't be talking to women when it says Lema'an yirbu yemechem. That's ridiculous. So obviously, it can't be that we want to compare with a smichus to say that women should be pturis from the mezuzah. That's ridiculous. So therefore, we know that it's the tefillin that are compared. Okay, very nice. But how about using another example? How about a sukkah? Okay? Now, a sukkah is a mitzvah saseh shahazman girama. Now, you're claiming that we know from tefillin that a woman would automatically be petura from a sukkah. But we don't know that because there it says v'sukkot teshvu shivat yamim. And the only reason that we say that a woman is petura from the sukkah is because it says ha-ezrach. If it would have said kol ezrach b'Yisrael, it would have included women. Since it says kol ha-ezrach, I'm saying ha-ezrach. So remember, like we said before, ha-miyuman shebiyerach, right? Wherever we have that extra hey. So over here, ha-ezrach is a reference to the men who are more involved in the ezrachut of Yisrael and not in the local ezrachut, of their personal responsibilities, which is the woman's life. And therefore, ha-ezrach is lotziyat anashim. But if it wouldn't be for that extra hay in ha-ezrach, what would I have said? Alavachi, I would have said nashim al-chayavot, even though sukkah is a mitzvah zaseh shazman groma. So what happened to your rule? There's something, obviously, we don't apply this rule over all over, right? Says Abaye, no, I need a ha-ezrach. I'll tell you why. Because salkadayt ha-chamino ha-eldichti ba-sukot teshvu shivat yamim. What is that meaning? It's saying that the same way that you would be in your homes, you should be in this tent, in this temporary home. So that means we compare teshvu to ke'ein teduru. You're supposed to be sitting in your sukkah the way that you would live in your home. Now, in your home, you don't throw your wife out of the home. The norm of a home is madira, ish v'ishto. So then you would say, then the very mitzvah of sukkah is mechayev having your wife in the sukkah. So madira, ish v'ishto, av sukkah, ish v'ishto. Therefore, in order for the Torah to be marba, that the woman does not have to be in the sukkah, it stresses ha-ezrach, but in achinami. If it wouldn't have been for this special teshvu kein teduru, then the general rule of a woman being patura from a mitzvah saseh shazman v'rama would have been sufficient to pater her from sukkah. V'rava amar. I'll tell you why we need ha-ezrach, not only because of what you said. There's a brilliant reason for needing ha-ezrach. Remember the special dinim in the sukkah. Are you chayev to eat in the sukkah the first night of sukkahs? Yes. How do you know that? From the incredible Gzeirah Shavah. It says Chamishasar in the Chedesh HaShvi'i, and it says Chamishasar B'Chedesh HaRishon. And just like B'Chamishasar B'Chedesh HaRishon, which is Pesach, there is a specific mitzvah to eat that night, a Gezayas HaMatzah, so too there's a specific mitzvah to eat that night of the first night of Sukkot, a Gezayas in your Sukkah. Now, obviously, a Gzeirah Shavah is not only to tell me one din or another, in Gzeirah Shavah L'Mechza. So I would have said, in the same way that we have a special pasuk to tell us that women are chayavot in matzah, because the Torah compares the achilas matzah to the din of Isur Chometz. So just like over there, the mitzvah is to eat matzah, even on Nashim, Malahal, Nashim, chayavot. So if everybody is eating a kezayit in the sukkah, then it has to be the same as the achilas matzah. And therefore, Nashim are chayavot in the sukkah. Therefore, I need to know ha-ezrach to tell me that actually, afal pikein, in terms of this specific halacha of nashim, we do not darshan chamisha chamisha azar. Okay, fine. I got another question for you. You're telling me that we know overall that women are patura, right? Okay, how about coming up to the Beis HaMikdash for shalosh pa'amim bashana? Now, you'll notice that the Torah keeps repeating the boys, right? Shalosh pa'amim bashana, yirayah kol zichurcha. Can you explain to me why the Torah has to keep saying this is only for the men? It's a mitzvah zaseh shazman groma. And the only reason we say that the woman is ptura is because the Torah goes out of its way to say zechurcha. So time it occurs, Rachman is zechurcha. But that's lo tziyat ha-nashim. Halav hachi, nashim chayavot. So how do you explain that? The very fact that we need to write zechurcha indicates that your rule is wrong. No, says the Gemara. I'll tell you why. It shows no such thing. Because there is another place where we talk about Re'iyah. Where's that? In the Beis HaMikdash. Where's that? By Hakel. We're over there. It talks about Bavo Kol Yisrael Le'ra'ot, right? And what's the din over there? Nashim Archayavot in that Re'iyah. Bavo Kol Yisrael. And therefore, I would have said, oh, so it says Re'iyah there, and it says Re'iyah over here. So we should therefore have the Gezeirah Shavah of Re'iyah, Re'iyah, Mihakel. Therefore, Kamashmalan, Bavoko Zechurcha, that even though there is a specific time with the Zabri'iyah that women do come for to the Beis HaMikdash, but not every single yontif. Okay, now I understand why there are times where the rule doesn't apply. But what I don't understand is how do you pick out of a hat which one to use as the model? I mean, tefillin we learned out of a pasuk because of the smichut. And Hakel we learned out of a pasuk because it says so beferish, and so on and so forth. So why did we choose tefillin as a model? We could have used any of these things as a model. So instead of learning that from Tefillin, we'll say, well, let's make a mamatzinu. Just like Tefillin or mitzvah says, lo azman gorma and women are p'turot, I'll say, how about simcha? Nelef mi simcha l'chiyuva. You said that simcha is different because it says ata uveitcha and so on, right? So let's make that the model. The same way that women are chayavot in simcha, so too, even though it's obviously only on Yontav, so it's mitzvah asesh as man gorma, so too is a woman mukhuyevet in every mitzvah asesh as man gorma. I don't understand. Omer Abaye, it's wrong what you're saying. A woman is not chayevet herself in simcha. When it says over there, atah uveitcha, and so on, it means that the husband is mukhuyev to make his wife, according to Rashi's approach over here, we're talking about Simchas Yontav, to make his wife happy, Yontav. Okay, so that means he buys new clothes, he buys jewelry, Bisman Hazeh, whereas Tosfos says the real mitzvah of Simcha is that he brings a korban Simcha and is Mishatefer in the Achila of the Kachim, and that's the real Simcha. Boser Kachim in the Yerushalayim, that's the Achal Tasham, the Simcha. But that's the chiev, the etzem chiev is on Baalah. So you can't bring a raya because she needs to be made into a state of simcha, that therefore she has the mitzvah on her, and therefore I can't use it as a model. No, come on, that doesn't make sense. How about if a woman is an almana? And it says beferish in all of these mitzvahs that don't forget the Levi and the Almanah. And what do you mean the Almanah? The Almanah isn't Chayevet. So what do you mean don't forget? Why not? If she's not Chayevet, so Almanah, my Ikalamima, it says beferish in the Pasuk that you have to take her, Ata, and Vinecha, Bitecha, Vatecha, Matecha, Levi, Vager, Vayatom, Veha Almanah, Asher B'sharecha. So, obviously, it's not a din and a husband, because last I heard, an almana doesn't have a husband. Almost every case we know of, a woman is a widow, somehow or other, she doesn't have a husband. No, that's not talking about the husband. This is addressing a balabayit who has been taking care of an almana. So in other words, let's say you have a poor almana, and she is invited every week to this guy's house, and he sees to it that she has what to eat. Don't forget her on Yontev. That's what it's saying. So Atava Almana, that's referring to Shruya Etzlo. She is always part of this household. Used to be that was a Dover Pashin. Every household had a woman, a poor person that would come in, and that would also be, obviously, the Torah would be addressing that. Okay. So that's not a good question. All right, fine. That's not a good question. So I'll ask you another question. Why can't we use Hakel as the model? So the nail of me, Hakel? There we have a perfect example. And even though it's obviously very, very mitzvah asesh asman gorma, man, all the way. I mean, Hakel only occurs once every 7 years, you know. You can't get more mitzvah asesh asman gorma. And the din is that she's chayevet. So why don't we learn out from there that an isha is chayevet in all mitzvot asesh asman gorma? Good question. But I'll tell you why. Because we've got actually two questions, don't we? Why can't we use matzah as the model? Think about that. So why are there two places where the Torah told us the same halacha? Now remember that when the Torah teaches you two from two places, then that means that neither of them are meant to be used as the model, correct? Aha! So kol shnei ketuvim aboim ke'echad in melamdim. So the very fact that we have two examples is the reason that we don't have a model. If you want to use a model, then you're wasting your time giving us another case, because I already know that case from the first model, right? So that is the answer by asking another question. Why don't we also learn out from matzah? That's the whole point. Because put matzah and hakel together, and now we've got two cases where the Torah specifically said that a woman is chayevet in a mitzvah asesh asman gorma. And therefore we have shnei ketuvim abaim ke'echad, v'chol shnei ketuvim abaim ke'echad, ein melamdim, and that's the end of it. Boy, did you just get yourself into trouble. Major trouble. Because you have the same problem in the other direction. you say we've got tefillin as a model, yeah? Well, how about putting tefillin and re'iyah together, okay? So tefillin is an example of a mitzvah seish, zman gorma, that a woman is potter. And re'iyas panim ba'azorah is a mitzvah seish, zman gorma, that women are potter. And the Torah goes out of its way to make sure that you know that. Yavo kol zechurcha, again and again. Okay, so that means that we've got two things telling me exactly the same thing, which means that I can't use one of them as a model. So you've, whatever problem you're answering me about why I can't use the Akel as a model, I'm asking you why you can use tefillin as a model. Because tefillin and re'iyah are also shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achad, and therefore we can't use the tefillin as the model for all of the mamatzino. Ah, but wait. If I can give you a good reason for why I wouldn't know case A from case B or case B from case A, then that means I'm not unnecessarily providing you with two dinim, right? So then, okay, then you can use it as a model, because the fact that I repeated it is because, no, they're not exactly the same. Well, I can tell you why I need to know both of those dinim, tefillin and re'iyah. I'll tell you why. Let's say the Torah would only have said tefillin, okay? And we wouldn't have known that women are pturot in re'iyah because of yavo kol zechurcha. So then I would have said, okay, if we don't know re'iyah, well, we can't actually apply the din of tefillin to re'iyah, can we? Because I would have learned re'iyah, remember, from the gzera shava of re'iyah mehakel. And therefore, I would have said, even though normally it's true that women are paturas, which we know from tefillin, but certainly over here, the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that it says re'iyah by hakel, and it says re'iyah by yera'eh. So there are b'chuyev to come. Therefore, I need to be told specifically, no, it's only b'voko zechurcha. Let's say that the Torah would have told us re'iyah, b'voko zechurcha. And then we'd say, okay, so that would be a model. Why did you have to tell me about tefillin, which is a mitzvah shazman gorma? I would have said that ava mina akish tefillin lemezuzah. Remember that we just had the question before, why don't we compare tefillin to mezuzah, the same way that a woman is b'chuyevet in mezuzah, because it says b'feresh, l'man yirbu yimechem, and therefore they too would have to put on tefillin, the same way they have to put on a mezuzah. That's why we need both of these psukim. Tzricha. Okay, so therefore we can use the model of tefillin. Well, you just got yourself into deeper hot water. Man, you're going from one thing to another. I'm telling you, you started off with mamatzinos and multiple models, and now Tzricha says, okay, I'm going to take you right back to matzah and hakel. You said matzah and hakel is no problem, because since they are two examples, therefore neither of them could be a model. The only time two examples can be used as a model is if both of them needed to be said. Okay, watch this. Matzah and hakel is also necessary to be said, because I wouldn't be able to derive one from the other. Ha ha ha. Because here, let me show you. Wait a minute. Why? Why couldn't I derive one from the other? I mean, I understand one direction. If the Torah would have said hakel, okay, and it wouldn't have said the chi of matzah, so then I would have said, look, matzah basically is havamina, nelev chamishasa michag hasukot, and I would say, let's go the other direction. Since chag hasukot, it says ha'ezrach, and we know that we have a gzera shava of chamishasa, instead of learning that from chamishasa would have havamina that women are chayavot in yeshiva sukkah. We're told beferish from Ezrach that they're not. So now let me go back and use that to teach me that women do not eat matzah, because for the same reason that they don't eat in the sukkah, because of the gzeirah shava chamishasa. That's why I need, even if it would have said hakel, I would need to know the din of matzah. But I don't understand. What about the other direction? If the Torah would have used matzah, wouldn't I have been able to use matzah as a model that every mitzvah seish zman gorma is women are mechuyavot? So then I wouldn't have had to say by hakel specifically the nashim, right? And the truth is, I would have learned it out directly on from its own din, ana amina. If tfalim are chayavim, Nashim lo kol shekei. I mean, you're supposed to bring little kids. So certainly you're supposed to bring your wife. That's ridiculous. Of course you have to have the women there. So the whole mention of Nashim is totally, absolutely not tzrich. And therefore, the issue is that we've got Shnei Ksuvim HaBoim Ke'echad. Therefore, I think we were right. Hilkach, we don't need to talk about it because Havel Shnei Ksuvim HaBoim Ke'echad, the Ein Melamdim, we can't learn out from there because we've got two psukim and we cannot use either Akel or Matzah to teach me that women are chayavot in a mitzvah seisha zman gorma. Okay. But remember, there's a big machlokas about whether we can say that rule. So there is a Mandi Omar who says, you're right. If there's even two places, then you cannot use either of them as a model. But what about according to the Mandi Omar, and that's reviewed as we're going to see, he holds that we are Malamdim. So Ma'ika L'Memar, why can't we use Matzah and Hakel to teach me halacha that Nashim are Chayavot in a mitzvah sashtei shazman gorma, all over the Torah? That's one question, okay? And I've got another question for you to show that your whole approach is completely off the wall, because how do we know that a mitzvah says shalo hazman groma, that women are chayavot? How do we know that? That we learn out from Meira Avvaim. Right? So over there, we had a special pasuk, tira'u. Tira'u means both sexes are chayev in ish imo v'aviv tira'u, correct? Now, if that is an example that women are chayavot in all of such mitzvahs, which are not time-oriented, so therefore we learned out that afko mitzvot aseh shelo hazman gorma nashim are chayavot. I don't understand how we do that. Why don't we learn it in the other direction? Forget about just focusing on the mitzvahs that say she'en hazman gorma. Yeah, okay, you told me that that's going to be a question of selecting out of all of these cases the model of the p'tur. But how about the model of the chiyuv? Why are you taking for granted that a mitzvah that say she'en hazman gorma, that women are chayavot? I don't know why that's true. Why don't we learn out from Talmud Torah? Is Talmud Torah a mitzvah that say she'en gorma? No. Do we have a special miut for a woman, v'limadetem and ulmadetem? Yes. So use that as a model and say, just like Talmud Torah ein isha chayevet, so to any mitzvah to say ein isha chayevet. Ah, well, that's because we've got more than one example. Remember, I brought you, see, what we're managing to do over here is going through every single case in which we have the specific halachas of Nashim Pturas and Nashim Chayaves, and seeing why each one of them is unique in those circumstances, and why it is that one can't be learned from the other. It's beautiful, beautiful organization. So by the time we finish this stuff, well, and a little bit of tomorrow's stuff, then we're going to be clear about all of the mitzvahs. So now we've got the same issue of Talmud Torah and Piri Averivya. Those are Shnei Ketuvim HaBoim Ke'echad. So therefore, you cannot use either the chiyuv of reproduction or the chiyuv of limud Torah to bring as a model. The chol Shnei Ketuvim HaBoim Ke'echad ein melamdim. So that would explain why that is not a problem. Now, of course, tomorrow we're going to get into not everybody agrees that women are pturas from Piri Averivya, which breaks the sugya wide open because there must be some other approach. But for that, hopefully, we will be zeichet to meet yet again tomorrow, which would be wonderful, and then we could finish more of this sugya. So basically, up until now, we're a little bit in the middle because we think that we have found a perfect solution. If we put together Shnei Ketuvim HaBoim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim, together with the special cases that we have, we're left only with one example for each klal. So we've got tefillin as the example of a mitzvah aseh shazman gorma, where nashim are pturot, and we have mora as the example for mitzvah aseh shein hazman gorma, which nashim are chayavot. However, there is far more to come in another exciting episode. Stay tuned, same time, same channel, for the next exciting episode of Nashim Pturot or Nashim Chayavot.